Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 7:20. Oh my goodness, just rubbed one out thinking it would help me to get back, but no, I was just just working some German, a bit French, and it's just not happening. So I'm gonna go see Chupa Chup. No pack, nothing, just easy peasy. Oof, I'm actually feeling cool now. It's still early, you know. I'm gonna have to put the jacket back on. In the room, it's actually pretty warm anyway. So definitely, I'm feeling challenged. I mean, that's it's almost a week now, I think. I just the kind of almost like running out of juice. So we'll see. We might just have to move things around again. Woo! Yeah, I'm feeling chilly. Well, it's nice actually. I have had the window open actually for quite a while. But I guess technically I don't need my little packet to carry the snack because I have my jacket and I have pockets, so I'm going to leave that here, my friend. I'll see you later. Maybe go see her, take a stroll, clear my head, and then if not, I guess we'll deal accordingly. So. The temperature is supposed to be actually a little cooler today. I think the next couple of days, then it warms up again by the weekend, and then next week we're going to get a little drop again, maybe a little more than today, but and then they'll be back up. So yesterday, so it was nice yesterday. I had a nice walk to Torre Don Jimeno. Kind of cranking it good on the way back. Pack feeling good. Buddy, everything is a-okay. I'm thinking I might even do some lawn mowing stuff today. We'll see if I can be sitting, if I can be still and doing the languages. So anyway, something I did yesterday too. First time in quite a long time, I did not look at the score at all day. And we'll see how long I can resist that itch to know my placement. Because really, at the end of the day, I really don't care. It really doesn't matter. So it's kind of a muscle memory behavior type deal. Anyway, so we'll see the industrial area we're about to go through shouldn't be too busy. It's still early. Kind of reminding some days on the Camino where we leave early, although it's already daylight here. But I guess that's going to change, right? In about a week and a half. Yeah. Daylight saving happens. Spring daylight saving. Anyway, so yesterday, yeah, I didn't do too much. I mean, having also those gassy things, you know, I kind of wonder, like, what the heck is going on there, you know? I don't know. I think I'm in a place to where, like, yeah, well, I feel pretty decent about the way that I'm eating, you know? And the idea of splitting atoms, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know, if it turns out to be such a science, you know, the whole thing with food, and I don't think so. I don't think it's physics, you know, to just eat decent. So obviously, if it was to get warm, I would go into some salads, you know, with tomatoes and all that stuff. I would change my little bit of my eating pattern. But for now, I like it. You know, it's very affordable. It's simple. And I feel it's decent. And yeah, I could put more vegetables in my lentil chili, but I'm okay. I'm okay with where it's at. Anyway, Yeah, I guess I'm not that obsessed. So, yesterday I went and started and watched most of it, actually, but it's long, eh? It's about 2.5. Anatomy of a Fall. And, well, it's French, I didn't know that. I thought it was Scandinavian because a woman looks Scandinavian, turns out she's German. So you have some French and English in there. And, yeah, not bad. I have to say, as far as something that's been, you know, proposed for the Oscars, I think they got one in France, but I think the César. But I don't know what they got at the Oscars. But I guess, you know, I haven't done any research, but it is. Well, I guess if it's a documentary, well, it's one thing. But if it's a movie, it has a so kind of a feel for a little bit of a documentary, you know. And there is some other stuff, but obviously, silly Anthony, it's not a documentary. Or it could be like a kind of a fiction documentary, you know, something after the fact with actors trying to kind of portray that. Something that took place. So yeah, I could see it being that way. But it's there's a scene that I really liked where they have a fight, they have an argument. And I thought it was so well done because there was a breakdown in the communication. So you know there was somebody was really hurt and there was kind of a shift in a power dynamic in a couple and they just were not able to connect. And I thought that was very well done. And I could definitely relate to that. So that's why I really enjoyed it. You know, that I felt it was quite well crafted, actually. Anyway, you know, that they both have grievances and they just don't know, you know, it's basically this thing is breaking. And I think it's quite typical in relationship, you know, maybe unless you get to where one gives up, you know, one surrenders and it becomes this kind of comfort. Relationship where you're just used to it and it's just what it is and it's just it feels better than not to have it, but it's there's nothing to do with what it used to be. Then there is this kind of chasm, you know, this abyss between the two people, and it becomes this thing of convenience. And of course, nothing wrong with that either. But I guess for me, definitely still not in a place to where, you know, that could make sense. So for me, my integrity, my, you know, kind of, though, you know, I'm not 100% honest, but, you know, my honesty is pretty up there. So to say something that I don't mean, you know, just to try to keep peace, you know, to just put that away, nah. It's like, if it is, it just is. And I'm okay for it to fall apart. Actually, I still am. You know. Oh, wow, those guys are up early, yeah? Oh, yeah, the door is, oh, interesting, he had a sensor, I guess. Interesting, he had the door of the warehouse, and he was coming with the forklift, and then those pallets, and then they were too high. And if somehow the door seemed to move without them touching it. Anyway. So, but I have about, like, I stopped at 1 hour and 56 minutes. I'm trying to remember that, so I'll go back to it when I finish it. Maybe even earlier than I think today. We'll see how the walk works out for me. So anyway, so enjoyed. It was interesting, you know, putting a kid in there, you know. So you have this fall, basically, this guy that dies, and then kind of the court is kind of involved and the lawyer. Anyways, it feels well crafted, this one, well put together, and the whole thing about, I guess, you know, when the law gets involved, the idea of proving something, you know, when there is conflicting, when there is confusing, you know, when there is stuff that's like, I don't know about that. And then you're trying to kind of, you know, you're trying to make sense of it. And then, yeah. And then if you can come up, I guess this is one thing about the lawyer, if you can come up with a story that just makes sense, that people can believe in, and if you can destroy enough the other stuff or can make the person look bad, then you kind of win, you know, which is kind of an art form, I guess, in a way. Sophism seems to come up again. Okay, let's see. I'm coming up on, wow, it's nice and cool. Eh? I'm glad to have my jacket back on. I've had it on since I did my sun salutation this morning. Oh, they've just cut, my goodness, I see what they're doing, cutting branches of the olive trees. Maybe she's still in bed. She's going to be weirded out. I'll be like, what are you doing here so early? This little turd here that looks at me and like is annoyed by looks like a gremlin face. Anyway. All right. Let's see. Shout out to Shin. I don't quite see her. Girl. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. 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 Did I wake you up? Did I wake you up? Oh, you like, no. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you. Yeah, I got your treat. I got your treat. I got your treat. Yes. Yeah. All right. I'm not cutting it. You're going to get 2 bites and that's it. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, her ears are down, but she's waiting. Am I gonna make you wait a long time? Go. Yes. Mm-hmm. Feels like it's kind of a mix, and because you're getting the goodness. You know. You're a good girl. I'm not gonna make you angry. You're doing so good. Yes, you're doing so good. Was a good chorizo for breakfast? Yes, chorizo for breakfast. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Good to see you. It's good to see you. Yeah. I don't know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna walk around, but I'm not gonna go my usual. Well, I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put my hat. It's actually cool. Wow, it's nice. Hold on a second. Yes. Yes. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? I don't have any more. I don't have any more. Looking at me. Love you. Love you, girl. Okay? Okay. Yes. Yes. You gonna accompany me? ¿Eh? ¿Me vas a acompañar hasta el fin del the driveway? I don't know how you call the driveway. Huh. I'm not sure how to call it that. Anyway, no, I'm going to still walk by the olive tree. It's a nice little street here. So anyhow, then I went down the store because Rosie had told me about the guacamole coming on sale. But it's actually, well, 2 points here. It's today that it's coming on, that the sale is happening. And one of the other, and then the thing is they don't have any so far. So they don't have any of the small one. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see, we'll see. I'll wait more than likely until maybe tomorrow or tonight I'll go check it again. I'm one of the weird customers, you know, that will actually really hone on into those cells. And just go for that. You know, the thing that I use, you know, though I have to be careful now, you know, because my days are coming to an end. So, not that I'm really trying to make sense of it, but you know, all those hours that I've been spending, though I've been okay most of it in terms of the language and all, but I'm wondering, you know, that maybe that's kind of a, maybe I'm going to be taking a break from that. I'm still going to be practicing, you know, but you know, instead of, 4 hours or whatever, it might come down to maybe a couple of hours, maybe even less. I'll still do podcasts, so that'll be more, you know, on term, but that's different. That's different. So, yeah. But the moving feels good. So the moving part feels good. You know, I have so few things. Oh, I may even finish the book I read again last night. So nice to be outside on a swing. I might have to look at one of those lampposts because on the front, I think all the switches were on and the back lampposts were on, but this one wasn't. So I'm wondering if the light bulb is burned. So maybe I'll look at that. Take a ladder and then put a new light bulb in there, if that's what it is. Anyway, so yeah, so really, really, really enjoying that book. Really, Dicker, I guess his name is Dicker, I think. The Swiss guy, the one that I read that book. That was so freaking bad. So it's kind of almost like, oh my goodness, am I being, you know, that intolerant with, you know, with writing, and I'm not going to be happy with anything, you know? But now I'm like, nope. There are books that I'm going to enjoy out there. So, and it was really, really enjoyable to just be out there, you know, hearing some noise from the town, but just enjoying. Oh my goodness. So Mina, is it one of those things again? Is this kind of this shift, this transition taking place? You know, that I was, you know, so into that groove, you know, that routine. And maybe there's something in me that just will only take that for so long. Or maybe it's kind of like that wall, you know, that like in a marathon, like around mile marker 2021, where you feel like you can't go on anymore. And then you find a different resolve. I don't know, but I definitely, walking is definitely something that, that kind of makes sense. And I do like, you know, to use that body. So, oh my goodness, I'm going to go back to bed, eh? Maybe I didn't go back to bed. I was thinking of doing a sunset walk tonight. So, you know, I have about half an hour to finish that thing. I don't know, I may start something else, but I also have to check with Juan to see if he's talked to Rosie about the rice pudding. Because then I could come after the sunset walk and then go down there and then basically do it. And then that side of the weed eater, debrosadora, debrosar. I think it's debrosar, no desbrosar. I don't think there's an S in there. Debrosadora. I could be wrong, I haven't looked it up anyway. And so anyway, yeah, definitely things are winding down. Kind of a cute one, eh? Cute image, eh? When you think about it. And there was a thing this morning on the kanji that it was a new one, and I was looking, and you have three words in English to try to make sense of what that thing is before it tells you, and I didn't remember, you know, I'm sure I saw it, but I didn't remember. But then when I looked at one of the symbols, I was like, oh, it is related to that because of that, and I was like, then that's what it means. And I'm like, how cool that is, you know. Yeah, I'm really, really getting to enjoy the kanji. So, and it was fun actually this morning. But even in my yoga position, I could tell I didn't have the juice when I was doing my cat-cow pose. Just feeling a little tired. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. You know, would it be like, is it just at the body? You know? a little tired, or no, because I just don't quite see it. I don't quite see it. You know, I don't know. So bread is awesome from yesterday. So I really like that. I think the high hydration give you a more kind of a gummy texture, you know, dense. Anyway, quite happy with that. But I don't. Well, I have eggs to boil this morning, so I'll do those. We'll see about. Am I gonna stop eating the eggs? You know, the whole nutritional controversy. I don't know. Well, on the Camino, it's obviously not going to be feasible. I'm not going to be barfing 6 eggs a day because of having to go from one place to the next and buying things and not using them. So because of the way that I know myself, well, we'll see if Antonio comes. But even with that, you know, well, that will change a little bit because it will be like 3 eggs a day. Well, 3 eggs a day still like quite a bit to me. But you know what? So what? If it's enjoyable, yeah, and it will be for like, you know, a few days, we'll see. We'll see. First of all, if he comes, and then how that works out. Oh, and that was weird. I put my, you know, so I have my phone on. It goes on Do Not Disturb at 8 o'clock until 10 in the morning. And there's a message. I mean, I had a couple of text messages that popped in, and then Rachel texted yesterday WhatsApp, and I'm like, how is that making it? I just don't get it. So I ended up turning the WhatsApp notification. But I'm like, how does that happen? I don't get it. Anyway, maybe I'll go online to look at that because it happened on the other phone, and obviously I thought maybe it was kind of a glitch from the old one, and things happen, fair enough. You know, that's okay. But it's happening with this one too. So I don't understand. How do not disturb does not apply to that. Maybe I'll go see Joaquin today and then I'll ask him. Yeah? Si yo pongo el móvil en no molesta, porque notificaciones aparecen en la pantalla con el sonido. Of Spanish for you. Most likely not the way a Spaniard would say it, but oh, and there is somebody else walking their dogs quite early to and it's definitely quite cool this morning. Something so interesting too in Spain, the women in the morning, they will keep the pyjamas and a robe and the slippers for quite a while they're outside around and, you know, talking, and they do like to clean their stuff, going to cleaning. I think it also has to do about reputation too, you know, about you how you viewed and, you know, your property and kind of pride on that. So we'll see what I'm going to do. I don't know. At least I'm going to do the languages. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, I said I could do the mower, put the pants back on, I guess. Why? It's actually quite cool. Quite a surprise. Anyway. So that's for that. What else is going on? Yeah, I got everything. It was pretty cool. I had 6 items to get, and I got them all yesterday. So not having the list, I do brain fart, you know, I do when it comes to my mind. The thing that I forget, you know, the learning process is definitely a winding road for me. It can take a long time. Once it gets nailed in, it really gets nailed in. And, well, once in a blue moon, you know, you may have a brain fart, but, you know, it's not like I didn't forget or I didn't know how to do it anymore. Sometimes you just, sometimes the multitasking, you know, and you're not really focused enough or invested enough in what you're doing. But definitely for learning things, you know, like even in nutrition. I mean, there are things to these days, I kind of know them when I read them again, but I don't have it organized. I don't have it filed inside. Some words, the scientific jargon is really problematic for me. It just is a part of me that just like, ugh, I don't like it. And like AG, you know, Advanced Glycation End Product, you know, there's another name for it too. Heterocyclic acid, I forgot what it's called. There was another scientific way to call it. Basically, when exposed to high dry heat, this is what happened to protein, sugar, and fat. I forgot the combination. I think sugar. It has more to do with sugar, possibly. And it is problematic. Anyway. Oh, just something just popped in my head. There was a 30% off on this roasted chicken at Dia. And yeah, I was looking at it yesterday, but I'm like, no, I don't want it. So we'll see if I change my mind today. Like I said, I'm going to go to Joaquin. I might do my morning differently. I might even just go to a little bit later. I might just walk to Rosie if they're there. You know, if I'm just not able to settle down and do my stuff, I'll just go down there to do the rice pudding, you know, get that done. And then we'll see. Yeah, if nothing is changing here, I think I'll just go and take the lawnmower, el corta césped, the grass cutter, that's what it's called in Spanish. Anyway, well, you have a few people, eh? Early in the morning, taking a walk, taking a stroll. But there is this weird thing going on in me. I guess, you know, it's whatever life throws at you, what do you do with it, you know? It is mine. You know, it is mine. What I feel, I think, the most challenged in is a sense of productivity, because I definitely feel quite productive in the morning to do, you know, between the yoga and the languages, the thing that I do. And that being taken away, there's just not much else, really. So again, this thing about defining oneself with what you do, and then if there's not much there, then who are you? And kind of a sense maybe of boredom. It looks like that dog that I saw the other day. Maybe he's been buzz cut, but kind of a... Yeah, I think it's the same dog. Yeah, there. Yeah, it looks like the one from the other day when I came back from my long walk. And he just came trotting toward me and very sweet. Anyway, yeah, having pets. Let's see if she's... maybe she went back to her cage, to her little house. Yeah, I'm definitely not seeing myself sitting down. So we'll see. I got a Bill Burr podcast. Then I might, we'll see about the lawnmower, the noise that it makes, if his voice carries. Oh no, there she is, right? I guess I gotta go say hello to her again. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Yeah, ¿qué pasa? Okay. There's no sausage. There's no sausage. ¿Qué? 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 ¿Qué?
Yes. Yes. Qu'est-ce que je veux dire? Qu'est-ce que je veux dire? Aïe, 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 moi, 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 qu'est-ce, 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 hein, 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 okay.
I know, it's like, let's go over there. That's where I got my tuffet. All right, girl. I just wanted to say hello.
Okay.
Anyway, beautiful. See you later. Yeah. Love you, girl. Have a good one. You got a doggy coming your way, okay? Anyway. Ooh. There's somebody else with a dog. Oh, speaking of dog. So there's a guy, one fellow at the library, ran the place. I guess he's the only one now. Thanks to him, the other place is open, but he has his, whoever she is, friend. And then, one of the F. She come with a little turd and bring the dog inside the library, and the dog peed by the trash can. So I had my kind of initial emotional response, and then, you know, kind of thinking about telling her, say, hey, you know your dog just peed here. And I don't know, she looked kind of, you know, rough and raw. And anyway, and I was like, yeah, but who I am to say that? And I mean, yeah, of course. The idea of this dog coming inside and peeing is nasty. You know, I don't know. And it was, of course, the dog was loose. So she was dog loose, you know. And honestly, there could have definitely been also an argument which not interested. So it's kind of like, no, I'm not going to say anything, you know. I think if the dog had pooped, I think that would have been different, you know. But it was like it went by the trash can, smelled it, and freaking pee on it. Anyway, that was like, my goodness. But no, I said nothing. It's going to go away, you know, that kind of this event what took place. Anyway, but it was gross. No, there's a bakery here. People come and buy stuff here. But there's no sign, nothing actually in front of that place, you know, where they make bread. And I see local people going in and coming out with bags. But I'm sorry, although when it comes to pastry, I am not impressed at all with the craftsmanship in Spain. You know, there's some, I mean, when it comes to food, they do make some good food, you know. Though I'm not in that kind of a fried meat kind of centered kind of diet. It's just not for me. It's just not appealing. But you know, like a gazpacho, or you know, something with a little bit of shrimp. And I mean, and of course I would. You know, I would eat meat. It's just, you know, when I think of like Asian food or Indian food, that is to me way more appealing than what I see in the Western world. Like, oh yeah, like a stir fry. Oh my goodness. Nice spicy stir fry, you know. Or like, yeah, like a curry, like an Indian curry or, yeah, all those things just sounds wonderful. Even though, you know, it's pretty also high in fat, some of the Indian cooking, you know, they do quite a bit of frying in their cooking. Yeah, like actually more so than Asian. But anyway, and we'll see, you know, if I ever end up crossing that border. We shall see if something comes of that. Anyway. So yeah, we'll see if nothing changes. I guess I could have breakfast. It feels quite ridiculously early for me. It's like 2-3 hours before my typical. Oh, you know, and I do have a news. Oh, sorry guys, but there is a age warning here, you know, R-rated. But I was just surprised that for the longest time, I would always poop in the morning. Sometime, you know, of course, you know, when I was eating 3 meals a day, I would, you know, poop 2-4 times a day. But I don't remember when it happened again, but I think from this winter, I started to poop in the afternoon, which is really weird. Or like late morning or late afternoon. And I kind of wondered about that. And today was the first day in I don't know how long where, you know, after taking my first sip of my hot drink and after doing yoga, I went. And I was like, how weird. You know, how weird. That's something that I love too, you know, on the Camino. Come in the morning and everything gets done. And once I'm on the road, you know, just a little bit of a snacking and then drinking and fruits. And then that's it. You're good to go. So we'll see, you know, how long that lasts. But those guys look like they've been going on for a while. Yeah. Making this garlic stuff. That looks so boring to me. Talking about automatization here with AI, with a Spanish podcast talking about that. And I'm like, really, who really enjoys, you know, this kind of job? You know, sure, this is what you know. You know, it's your abilities. You know, if you may not be school savvy or... I get it that, you know, it can be scary, the idea of changing, or if you live in a small town here and there is nothing else, then what do? You know? But I guess from my city subjective standpoint, you know, it is, yeah, give that to automatization and let's see what happens. But yeah, I think those guys, you know, just staying there for hours, kind of like factory workers, you know, like a line, you know, assembly line type stuff, this repetitive stuff. But I guess some people don't mind, you know. It's also, I guess, has to do with temperament, you know. Anyway, so, heading back to the house. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish whatever it is, a docu-fiction. That's what I'm going to call it. Anatomy of a Fall. I think I'm going to do that, and I might even go back to sleep after. That might be my day. It might be a TLC. Sounds kind of weird because of. When am I not into TLC mode, you know? But, yeah, we might just be lazing around today. Maybe not too much. There's not much to be done outside of boiling the eggs. Anyway, maybe I'll do the eggs now and while I'm listening to the news, I guess. Anyway, guys, there it is. Grapevines are the leaves are coming out. So, you know, spring is in here. The walnut trees that I don't see yet. I was thinking, you know, if I was to live here, I would have to get those shoes and the belt, you know, to go around tree to be able to climb, and then an attachment on my belt for the chainsaw. So finding a light. Chainsaw, and then to cut all those lower branches and to go for like several rows more than likely of those pine trees to minimize the chance for them to be able to fall by having so many lower branches and leverage in terms of gravity. Kind of seeing them as I'm walking up the driveway. Anyway, guys, peace and love. Look at that, 8 o'clock. Wow, that was a longer podcast than I thought. Anyway, peace and love, guys. What a funky day this is turning out to be. So, this morning I did finish Anatomy of a Fall. It was okay, but I did enjoy it. I thought it was so well done. And then I realized, well, let me see what other kind of nomination we had. And one was American Fiction, which I had previewed before, about this African-American writer who has high standards but doesn't make it because what he's writing nobody wants to read, and he ends up writing this piece of shit that becomes a success, kind of a, you know, satire, yeah? Kind of a lot of irony. And so just finished that, took a nap, was in bed for quite a while. I'm just off. I'm just off. And I guess I'm off about being off, I guess. It's actually quite, it's foggy. Yeah? It's not of a cuff. It's some kind of a fog. Which is unusual, right? It's after 3 p.m. But it's, yeah, not a warm day today. I guess not cold, but definitely a change from yesterday. I haven't left the place since a morning walk. You know, I may go later. We'll see. I may go to Joaquin to see about that freaking notification, why those things just keep going through when I put Do Not Disturb. I was even thinking of asking him if he can find me a great deal on a tablet, kind of letting this one go and then getting another one. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm just off. What did I do? I did some Okonji, a little bit of German, and then realized I just don't want to do anymore. So for now, for sure, that's on the side. Yeah, it's kind of like that kind of state of not caring. Steel. It's kind of stalemate, right? Just can't move. Doesn't matter whichever way, nothing makes sense. You know, I have this beautiful place here. Nothing to do with the weather. I mean, it's actually very nice. It would be a nice nice walk. And then we'll see. I may still do a sunset walk later. The routine, you know, what I cater so well. It seems to work so much of the time. Here I am now, and it's kind of like I'm in this dead end. So maybe it's a wall. Maybe it's, like I mentioned, this marathon thing. Something to get past, something to work through. You know, it's not something in a way, it is a way. And the way is through it. But I guess I don't really care. I guess a part of me, you know, right now it's kind of like, yeah, if you don't care, if you have no motivation, what was the word? It's not, is it melancholy? Or was that another word? I think it was another word. I mentioned about that. I read a book about it. I find it to, is it melancholy? I think melancholy kind of imply some kind of sadness, right? Some kind of emotional state. And it's, yeah, it can't be that. I don't think it is it, because here it's kind of like, doesn't matter. Really kind of that coming home. And I guess in a way, there's definitely a part of me that is existentialist, you know, in my life. None of what I hear, none of what I see makes sense. You know, I'm not finding solace. Eh? Consuelo. Consuelo. Here's me finding a way to use that Spanish word. There's a part of me that definitely view life as pointless. I mean, there is, you know, all the suffering. I don't have to go outside of myself. I mean, obviously, some people have had a lot more. I'm not comparing, you know, there's no podium placement here. But I've had, you know, I've had my share. That kind of up and down, I get the roller coaster. We all, in some form or another, on a roller coaster. But there's a sense of a futility of it. I mean, yes, you know, I will more than likely be getting up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and onward. You know, there will be holding on to a routine, to some semblance, you know, of a structure. It is something that's kind of part of me, part of my identity, and I'm okay with that, I guess. I don't have to throw the baby with the bathwater, but I guess whatever that part of me is sticking out today, maybe that's something that's been coming out in the last few days, right? Almost a week by now. Kind of heavier, you know, a little more gravity to it. And having a harder time to propel itself, this kind of inertia. Inertia is kind of nice because I don't think you can give it like some kind of like a positive or negative attribute. You know, it's just kind of like it's just moving, but it's not moving because of itself. So in a way, that's kind of described, right? I think maybe all the momentum that I've built is what's kind of pushing me still forward. You know? I mean, obviously, I'm gonna eat. I made some basmati rice. I sauteed the onion, made a very nice broth. Anyway, very, very nice. And then the lentils, amazing. Then I had some muesli with soy milk and then some peanuts and a couple of licorice candy. They were very small, itty bitty one. So yeah, I don't see that stopping. I might even make bread tomorrow, even though I don't really need it, but why the heck not? I don't plan to buy any more toast, so yeah, I think I might actually do that. I have the flour. So yeah, this idea of this momentum that I've been building, you know, is maybe what's pushing me on. And I guess, you know, what would be the worst, right? The worst case would be boredom and inaction. I guess why is that such a big deal? This is so weird, me trying to contextualize, trying to make sense of all of that. And it's gotta be quite hard for anybody else to appreciate, you know, because here I am. On one hand, it kind of looks like a hedonistic life, right? And I think it could be rightly called that. But at the end of the day, it's not a choice. It's not a pleasure-driven adventure. Though there is pleasure, there is enjoyment, you know, there is beauty, there is a lot of things. Quite a bit, I have to say. You know, you have the other stuff, but, you know, it is quite, yeah, it's quite the agenda. But, you know, on the surface, if you just look at something on the surface and if you satisfy to label it on that level, and if you think that's enough, then fair enough. I think I rest my case. You're right, I lose. But that's not why, you know, that's not why I'm here now. I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. But, you know, like I say, I have a lot of humility and gratitude. Humbleness. Because I'm like, what the heck is this thing? So I don't know, maybe it's a crossroad between those two identity, those two part of myself. I'm wondering if one day one of them might not just fade away. I don't know, kind of like in a Fight Club, you know, at the end of the movie where, you know, they've been sleeping more and more and then as my life been more and more Tyler Durden, you know, am I kind of losing grip on reality? And though in my case, doesn't matter. I don't see the relevance of one versus the other. It's like I'm not holding the reins of my life.
So I even wonder, it's like, what's the thing going on? Because I've kind of surrendered, right? I've given up, you know, I don't really have ambition. Raquel, I send a thing to Raquel this morning saying, well, I guess I have trouble to not answer. You know, part of me feels like, what's the point? So I was like, yeah, just enjoying, saboreando, enjoying, saborear. We like to enjoy a dish. And I was like, yeah, just enjoying my solitude. And basically, it's so interesting. She sent a message to say, I understand this is where you are, but maybe you're looking forward. It was just like this way to engage. It's like, yeah, I hear you, but it's so fucking annoying. It's like, what is so hard about hearing what somebody is saying and taking it at face value? You know, it was my nice way of saying, I don't want to talk. And also because she's not really saying anything anyway. There would be something too different if there was something coming up, but there's none. It's most likely something that I would cut a tie with. I just don't see the point. And I don't have an issue, you know, this kind of isolation in a way. Not that I'm a genius. But, you know, not finding really people I can relate to. And I'm not sure if it's a condition, if it's necessary, you know, if it's necessarily necessary to have that. But it's more and more intolerable. People are more and more intolerable to me. The pettiness, it's not really pettiness for them, but to me it is. To me, just is. How can I, you know, it's like, I understand to each his own, but it's like, you know what? My standard is a filter through which I'm going to see what I'm going to see. So when somebody's telling me about some shit that I couldn't give a damn about, it's like, well, that's what it is. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. It just means that's my experience. I'm really curious to see, actually, when it comes time to see Pilar again, you know, because I know in the past, you know, I was that puppy. I was a begging puppy. And they are, you know, kind of keeping the peace and keeping it nice for the holidays, as one Bill Burr said in one of his sketch, you know, keeping it nice. And not to rock the boat, because she's also a strong personality. And in a way, you could say it was manipulating, you know, it was mischievous, kind of a way, hoping to still kind of get in the pants, and because she feels so strongly. But I'm like, fuck that shit. It's like, yeah, just speak your fucking truth. It's like, because somebody, you know, it's almost like this salesman mentality. Some people are just so convinced about what they're selling that somehow it is unthinkable for them to be questioned, or for what they're believing, what they're stating, not to be agreed with. It's so presumptuous. And I'm not, of course, I'm not like making a blanket statement on Pilar, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, she strongly believes what she strongly believes. I have no issue with that. But my point is, you know, we had a few times to where we had, you know, some kind of a conversation and it got to be heated and I basically backed off. And I don't really necessarily regret it or necessarily think it was a bad move, because I think it was not going to be productive, because when somebody becomes emotionally charged about an idea, I don't quite see where you can go with that. And I do have problem with confrontation to be able to really make that stand. Yeah, I do have a kind of submissive quality about me. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see. You know, when I see her, we'll see. I mean, because it's definitely been a shift in a connection, feeling really distant in a way, and I'm not sure if that doesn't change. There more than likely won't be much to be there won't be much being shared anyway. I'll just be expressing my gratitude, you know,
and then that'll be mostly it. And then we'll see, because if, you know, if it ends up being something like, she tells me like a week or two, then I'll most likely I'll just get an Airbnb or whatever, you know, go over there, give her the keys and maybe take her out, and then that'll be it, because I don't have to be in the place either. So I most likely won't be waiting that much. So when it'll be time to go, it'll be time to go. And unlike in the past, you know, where it was really no rush. It's not like it's in a rush, but it's like, yeah, it's time to go. So right now it kind of feels strange to say it, because it's actually cool. You know, right now I have my beanie and my, feels good to have the beanie on. I'm in shorts, so short, and my Crocs, my flowery Crocs, and my jacket. But yeah, this is weird cover, cloud cover, that's kind of giving us a break today. But and I guess after next week, but you know, temperatures are coming up, so we're heading there. So I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of grieving, maybe it's some kind of a death, who knows? You know, and again, it's like, what do I have to whine and bitch about it? I don't have to do anything, you know? I can just do nothing. And it's hard. It's hard for me, you know, to be okay with doing nothing. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how to do nothing. They were thinking of making it today kind of a nice light day. Well, I got a message from Rosie about the rice pudding today that say that, you know, she couldn't today. So I was like, well, tell me what you want, you know. That's something too that I think in the future, we'll see what happens. I'm thinking about Juan now with the bread, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen. So, and you know, the way people talk so much, fucking talk so much, and so much of that, it's kind of like, it's just to feel the air. And I find that annoying. And I find that disrespectful. I understand it, and I actually really have no issue with it. But I can't respect and value a human being who does not mean what he say and say what he means. Says what he means. I just don't, you know, there's just not much there as far as I'm concerned. You know, I may have my skimpish, my uncomfortable with confrontation, my submissive kind of quality about myself. That's okay, you know. I don't claim that I am the, what do you call it? I am the, what's the thing with pajama? I'm the cat pajamas. I don't even know what the heck that's supposed to mean. But the rare McCoy, you know, but obviously I am stuck in that chair. I am stuck with that role, that Anthony role. So I'm obviously partial. I'm a biased, yeah? Partial, funny. That's what you say in Spanish for partial. Or tener sesgos, to have biases. There are things in Spanish that are tricky to translate from the English. You're so good, they're so tasty in English, and you just can't. Same in French. I guess all the languages have that. Anyway. Man, I'm stuffed like a pig. We'll see what happens if I end up going to get the chicken and stuff myself. You know, if that's where it's at, or if that be one thing that's actually not really happening anymore. That I'll just be that kind of an easy. Like I say, I may go down to see if they have guacamole. The cool thing is I could almost see that from the, without entering the store, actually. The refrigerated case, the cooling case, whatever you call that stuff. You know, the display case, refrigerated display case, I guess I'm going to call it. And then they have the, you know, the fresh produce right there by the entrance, where they have the fresh produce too, and all the different fruit and vegetable at the entrance. And then you have the bread, and then you move forward, and you have the more of this display, cold display with the cheese and dairy and the dairy and then the meat, the deli meat, cut meat, deli cut. A little bit of sun coming out. So I guess, you know, I'm not feeling sorry for myself, and I'm just using this as kind of therapy, right? To kind of just sometimes, somehow by finding a means to voice it out, and I guess there's just nobody. There's nobody for me when I go into those places, you know. It used to be Pilar, but there's nobody now. And that's, and I'm okay, you know, I don't feel sorry for myself. You know, I really don't. But I guess, you know, it's just something that comes, it's par for the game. And would I say it's even that strong, that powerful, you know, that overwhelming? Me siento desbordado? I don't know. It's just a weird kind of uneasy feeling off, just feeling off. It's like, who is in there? You know, who is in Anthony? Why is all that stuff not making sense? I don't know. Oh, I didn't give my critic on American Fiction. So it was nominated for Best Picture. Honestly, as far as the camera work, that was quite blue collar. So nothing really special there. It was good. Whatever his name, Jeffrey Wright, whatever his name is. I've seen him in other movies. So that was good. It was an interesting kind of critic, kind of literary or kind of artsy or intellectual way of kind of criticizing the kind of junk you see out there, and then somehow the difference between that and the other, and that the other is really good, but somehow the people are not interested in the good stuff, you know. That was watchable, but not, yeah, I have to say, I have not been, I guess Anatomy of the Fall has been so far the most interesting, the most, yeah, it felt strong, and I really like that scene where she and him have the argument in the kitchen. I thought that was very good. They really owned that character. They really owned it. They really, it was good. You could sense of, anyway, it was good. The energy was good. I really enjoyed it. And of course, I relate to that. So, and there is Poor Things. I guess Poor Things is the one where Emma Thompson, I think, that's the one where she plays in. But that's weird. That's the guy who did The Lobster. I think I tried that movie and I'm like, I don't get it. It's just not for me. It's kind of like, what's his name? The surreal director. Isn't it the guy who did the original Dune? You have Soderbergh, and then you have, my goodness, I forgot, kind of a funny blonde hair, I think, blonde silver hair. I think that director, I forgot the name. Those kind of movies, and it's just, I'm a simple guy. Some of those things just don't work for me. And I kind of looked at the preview, and I'm like, it's not appealing at all. So it's more than likely not going to be anything. I may try Oppenheimer again, give it a shot. I think he won Best Picture, Best Movie, Best Actor. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll give it a shot, but maybe we'll give it 1 hour. It's not like I have an issue with watching the whole thing, but if after 1 hour, you know, something is really not there, I don't know. Just be. At least I will have given it a shot, you know? I will have tried again. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm looking at this beautiful place here, you know? And, of course, I'm very, very, very grateful. Very grateful. So that will stay with me more than likely long after I've left here. This place, I think, will always remain special to me. It's a very poetic place as far as I'm concerned. And here we're coming to this time to where it's getting time to go. To where it's going to start to fade. And the only way it will remain, you know, lively and colorful is by living it. Interesting, and this thing like around 3 months time, you know, you settle yourself, and it doesn't seem to be, if there's such a thing as a recipe for me for long-term sustainability, it's going to mean something else. And I have no idea what that something else is. Well, I mean, you know what, Urbana was there for almost a year and a half. So, but there was the people. Yeah, that's the people. That's it. That's the community. And, but I don't know what kind of community now. You know, because I'm definitely not gonna, where you made. So I'm looking at Pure O. That's where my, it's a size 9 flip-flop, I guess. My goodness. No, I don't think it's 9, I think it's 7. So small. It says PRO, I don't know what that is. Republic of what? Anyway. Well, that's part of my baggage. That's part of what makes me Anthony. And you know what? I think, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm about to say that. Makes no sense. But you know what? Fuck it. So be it. I think I'm going to go get that freaking roasted chicken if they have it. I can't believe I'm thinking about eating. I'm full. I'm so full. How does that happen? How does that happen? My goodness. The store's going to open a little over an hour. Most likely we'll go see Joaquin. And then that'll be it. I've already gone and seen Chupa Chup to give her a treat this morning. I got about 2 more weeks worth of goodies for her. And then we have a, well, I guess it's dry dog food. I might just do that. Bring a little bit of dry dog food and give her that. I don't have to buy stuff. Well, there's a can of wet food, but no, that'd be a mess for the fence to give her. So I'll give her the dry dog food. I have a feeling that she's going to be an equal opportunity snack eater. I am more than likely might still end up by the library. I mean, I'm okay on data, so obviously I may just watch another one. We'll see which one. More than likely not Oppenheimer, but I was trying to see some of the older of Coen Brother, but there's one that's not showing up. I'm not finding it. So I don't think it was a popular one, but I'm going to try The Man Wasn't There with Billy Bob Thornton. Thornton? Thornton? I don't even know. I can't even think about this. I want to say Thornton now. I like him in Sling Blade. But I've liked him in Bad Santa too. I think it's kind of the Hollywood bad boy, one of them. You know, kind of a... So he's in that one from the Coen Brothers. So, and I liked him too in the one about Fargo, that newer version, that miniseries. I guess the first season was with him and he was good. He played a good creepy character. Anyway, well, I'm getting distracted here. But I guess the one thing that I can still do, watching movies. So I'm getting caught up, but yeah, watching movies. I guess for the camera work, I would definitely consider Killers of the Flower Moon. I thought it was quite well done, the cinematography of that movie. So I would, so far of all the movies, because it's kind of natural, maybe that's because of Martin Scorsese's old school, you know, like Christopher Nolan is more. Didn't he do Interstellar? Isn't that Christopher Nolan who did Interstellar? I forgot. But, you know, he has more of a kind of a hi-fi, sci-fi type deal. You know, So more likely to use that, and it feels like there's a more natural feel to Martin Scorsese, you know, just kind of move a camera, really kind of using, capturing things through that camera in a way of doing it, at least from my perspective. And I think that was, I think it was well done in the Killers of the Flower Moon in terms of ambient setting and anyway, and the music was pretty good too, actually, in that movie. But anyway, so then I'm going on to movies. So moving on, is there anything else as far as emotionally charged that I would like to share before I call it a day here? Let me take you around the house by the pool. Let's see what kind of obstructed view I have of the town. No, I have not seen Juan bringing the well, if he doesn't bring the weed eater, what I'll do next week, I'll just do the lawnmower, and then I'll do the scissors when I can. And I should most likely be able to get it done in a timely manner. It's just that the weed eater would give it a nice, really buzz cut everywhere. But either way, I might even start here, right here. Yeah, you can kind of see the town. You know, it's overcast, but whatever, that foggy stuff. You know, what a place. What a place. But it's, you know, it's wonderful. I'm very, very grateful. But no, it's not my home. It's not a place to call home. But how strange that I was so welcome here. Thank you, Pilar. And, you know, she's been completely off the radar. It's so interesting, you know. So interesting. And then he's looking at some olive trees. One was happy, was like, look how good they're doing since I trimmed them. He's so much into the doing. Well, like I said, he's somebody that will take care of the place, actually. He'll come, and he was arguing with me about the mowing. He's like, oh, come and do it. I'm like, dude, you know, it's not a chore. You know, it's not like, oh, I feel like I have to do it. It will make me happy to clean the place up. Interesting about that. I don't know what kind of flower that's going to be. There are different kind of leaves here. But I will mow all of you, my friend, when I come. You're getting tall. Anyway, look at that. I'm high above here. I'm by the pool, and then you can drop down. You have, 10 feet, 12 feet. Jump here, right? I let myself fall, call it a day. But no. It's like, we're gonna see, you know, obviously. Okay, let me see. Let me get this thing out here. Let's see where this thing takes me, eh? Where this life takes me. This is what it's about, anyway. To just go with the flow. So my idea that to go with the flow is, as far as I know, as far as today, the best thing for me to do. Oh, and here, nisperos, you know, they're green. Yeah, they still are. They more than likely won't be ready when I go. I think last year I was able to eat a handful, maybe. Anyway. So, yeah, I'll keep moving forward. Maybe one day, I'll find a place where my backpack will effortlessly come off myself and lay itself down and say, this is it. We have arrived. Or maybe I am a nomad. Maybe that's who I am. This person just moves from place to place like water until you can't anymore. Whatever it is, I'm sure if I still do this silly podcast, I will let you know along the way, whoever you are, if you're still there. Oh, I think this is an almond tree here, right? Yeah, look at that. Yeah, this one you are. Well, look at that. Yeah, you have a good size almonds. And then you have the pine tree here. I would definitely take that branch down. Yeah, I would definitely, if I was to live here, I would definitely want to change. So the weed eater would definitely be fine electric. Doesn't have to be gas. I think it's better. I don't know. But that that's a chunky monkey of a pine tree right there. Anyway. So from beautiful Jamilena, this is a beautiful place. I think I will look back fondly. Definitely more so than Texas. What a place. Shelley. Anyway, guys. So that was my little kind of venting. Desahogándome. Desahogarse. Desahogándome. Would you say that? Me estoy desahogando. Yeah, I guess. Desahogando. Yeah, I think that's correct. Anyway, peace and love.